All right, time to talk money in the morning with Dave Betts from Ameriprise Financial. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
I know you're not an insurance guy. You don't sell insurance, but open enrollment period is going to be here very soon. That's when people start to really look over their medical insurance plans, and that's a big money issue for a lot of people.
Yeah, it really is. You know, when you're talking about somebody's overall financial situation, we're looking at a comprehensive financial plan, your employee benefits is a huge part of that. So I think it's one of those things that's easy to overlook. And now that we're in that open enrollment period, a good friend of mine does benefits, and he's been busier than, you know, mm-hmm. he can be, going from employer to employer, helping people group with their group enrollments. So I think it's that window of time where you select your benefits package for the coming year. And I think it's easy to overlook that. And it's just an opportunity to, you know, take a look at what you've got, look and make sure it's right. And don't just do the status quo. Don't just do what you did last year. You know, take a really good look at it and see if there's ways that you should be making some changes. And I think it's a perfect time of the year to be doing that.
So what are some of the questions that you should be asking as you look at your benefits?
Well, one of the first things you want to look at is, have you had a major change in your life over the last year that may you want to change your benefits? You know, if you're on the verge of having a child, if you've recently sent off a college graduate to be financially independent, your wife or your spouse, if you or your spouse have had a job change, those are the kinds of times that you want to kind of reconsider your health insurance options and just make sure it's right for your situation. So I think that's a great time, great question to ask yourself is, have you had any kind of major changes? And if you're experiencing any major health issues, like if you think you're going to need some major health, procedure this coming mm-hmm. year, and there's going to be some major expenses, maybe that's the time you think about changing yourself to a lower deductible plan. Or if you and your family are fairly healthy, and maybe that's the time to go to a higher deductible plan to save some money on the premium. So I think those are the kinds of things that you want to be asking yourself.
Most families are dual income families, and so if you have a spouse that also gets health benefits, it's probably a good idea to look at both offerings and see which is better.
Yeah, and again, that's one of the let's not just do the status quo, because traditionally I think you're always using one of the other spouse's insurance, right? Well, hers is always better, or his is always better. I think it's a good time to look at it and say, okay, let's reassess this and see whose is the better coverage, and maybe it makes sense to make a change. Maybe it does make sense to stay with what you've already been doing, but I think it's a great time to take a look at it. Because if you are looking to make that change, mm-hmm. You want to make sure that whatever change you're going to make, if you have particularly care for your doctor, you want to make sure that your doctor is in the new plan. And, if you're doing the legal assistance and you have an attorney that you like, you want to make sure they're part of that legal assistance plan. So anytime you're making those types of changes, you want to make sure the providers that you're comfortable with are already included in the plan that you're thinking about changing to.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. More and more plans are going with the health savings account. That's probably worth taking a look at.
Absolutely. A health savings account can be a huge part of your overall benefits package. It allows you to put pre-tax dollars into the account. And then the money can be used to pay for your out-of-pocket expenses, and it can cover things like deductibles and co-pays and glasses and dental and those types of things. Things that aren't covered by your insurance, out-of-pocket type things, and you're allowed to pay with those with pre-tax dollars, which can be huge.
Right.
And the maximum amount that you can contribute in 2018 was $3,450 for individuals and $6,900 for a family. And the nice part about those plans is the unused dollars can carry forward to the following year. So, as we've talked about before, if you're anticipating some sort of major medical expense, maybe you're going to get LASIK surgery or you're going to get something like that, maybe it's a time to accumulate some dollars inside of that plan so that when you go to have that major out-of-pocket expense, you have some pre-tax dollars you can pay for it with.
What is the difference between the health savings account and the flexible spending account?
They're actually very similar on a lot of levels. I would say for me, the key takeaway that I would pass along to people is the difference between the monies and how they have to be used. In a flexible savings account, you can't carry those dollars over from one year to the next. So they have to get spent every year. So you have to do a really good job of kind of budgeting and saying, okay, what am I going to actually pay this year for my out-of-pocket expenses and my co-pays and my glasses or whatever the case may be, so that you're just budgeting just enough for the year. Whereas with the health savings account, you could think about max funding it because you can build up an account that can get carried forward from one year to the next. So with the health savings account, you can carry forward. With the flexible savings account, you can't.
What are some other benefits to contemplate? I mean, obviously, there's health insurance, but then some employers also offer vision, dental, things like that.
Yeah, so you want to look at the whole package, the vision, the dental, the eye exams, the legal assistance, potentially life insurance. A lot of employers offer life insurance, and sometimes you get for free, like, one times your salary, but you can potentially buy extra, two or three times your salary for a pretty modest price. So I think those are things you want to look at and make sure that you explore the benefits that are being offered and see that you're taking full advantage of them.
I mean, health insurance and what we pay for medical, whether it's prescriptions, doctors, visits, procedures. I mean, this really figures large into a lot of people's financial pictures, doesn't it?
I think it absolutely does. And I think it's easy to overlook it, and it's easy to take it for granted, and it's easy just to kind of keep doing what you've always done. But I think it's the time of the year where they're asking you to enroll, and instead of just clicking the button and rolling everything over from last year, I think it's a perfect time for you and maybe you and your spouse to sit down and explore those things and say, what makes sense for us this year, and do we want to keep it the same, or do we want to make changes?
And how does it fit into your overall financial picture?
Yeah, I think it's, while we're talking about group benefits and the types of things that are available, I think it's a perfect time, again, for you or you and your spouse to sit down and reevaluate your entire financial goals, and especially as we're getting closer to the end of 2018. Maybe you're starting to really start to prioritize the things you want to accomplish for 2019,
mm-hmm.
because that's what we're talking about. We're open enrolling right now for next year's benefits. So let's start putting some focus towards next year. Maybe we start setting some key financial goals and the things that we want to accomplish. And now it's time to start doing that type of planning as well.
All right. You can do that with a certified financial planner from Ameriprise Financial. If somebody wants to make an appointment to see you, Dave, what do they need to do?
You can contact my office. The phone number is 810-987-5370. Our office is located right downtown Port Huron at 527 Huron Avenue. You can also check out my Facebook page. You can check us out on Twitter. You can go to my website. So all those types of online access is available as well.
All right, very good. We will talk again next week. Dave, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Paul.
Dave Betts with us from Ameriprise Financial Money in the morning. It's 8:47 now here on WPHM.